Hello.
Hello, hi, is this Leanne?
Yes.
Hey Leanne, this is Joelle from the underwriting department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good.
Good. Hey, so your file was just sent over to us about an hour or so ago. Just wanted to do a little quality control just to make sure we're all on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. You have a few minutes? Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of basic information I have on you guys. I have Frederick as the 100% owner.
Right.
Okay, and then you're the wife, right?
Right. And the office manager and the bill
And the
paying and all
office
that other
manager.
stuff. So.
Okay. You handle all the back-end stuff, basically. All
I do.
the
Yep.
busy work.
Yep.
Okay, and it looks like you guys have been in business since 1988.
Yep, that's right.
Nice. Okay. And you guys been the owner the whole time?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Well, we had a business partner. I mean, that my husband started the business with. But he was embezzling from us, so we
Oh,
had a lawyer take him
jeez.
out in 2000 and the end of 2008, 2009. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You guys took care of him. Alrighty. And it looks like you're working with Kyle Vizzo on your file.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. And it looks like you guys are looking for two different programs here. The first one is equipment financing, and then the second one is capital, right?
Right.
Okay. And the first one, I'll just go over the equipment side first. It looks like that is the most important thing for you guys right now. Just to confirm, it looks like you guys are purchasing four tough sheds,
Right.
totaling
That's where we are
about.
right now, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's totaling about 18,567 and some change. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and then can you tell me a little bit about what these tough sheds gonna do for you?
Well, there we own a piece of property where we call it our construction yard, and we
Okay.
have never actually had it. We've looked into doing a building, but it's way it's like, $500,000, and that's
Yeah.
not what we're going to do. So we want to use these to organize all of our equipment, tools, things that we use out on a daily basis, our blankets, the forms, the nails, all that kind of stuff. So it's going
I
to be for
see.
that, which will, which would help us,
Okay.
you know, us organize the work every, day on a daily basis much better, to be able to free up more time to do more work. So because right now it's hard to just stay organized with as much stuff as we have. So.
Yeah, that's good. And then what do you guys, how do you guys currently like storage your stuff now? Is just like in the
Well.
like
Well, right now, I mean, we have, work trucks that, carry a certain amount of everything. But we do have two enclosed, we actually have three enclosed trailers,
Oh.
four. Over, they, just like you pull behind your vehicle
Yeah,
over in our
yeah.
yard, and they just sit there. But they're just, they're only 8 feet wide, and it's just really hard to put shelving in them and really organize those like we really need to. So these tough sheds we looked at are 10 by 12, and much, much easier for us to put everything we need to in them and see everything, and just easier to work at us. So that's what we're going to do with all this. So.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, my dad was in construction too, and he used tough
Yeah.
sheds for storage too.
Yeah, so.
Okay, cool. And have you guys looked? Have you guys done equipment financing before?
We have the best. I think Kyle ended up calling us because we bought several things over the years from Bobcat of the Rockies, and he said that they were some kind of business partner. I forgot what the word he used
With GE, right? Yeah, I
yeah, and
see.
the best we went through. So yeah, we bought well, the first thing we bought, we actually paid. We just wrote a check for that. We bought a skid loader in 2009. We bought a big Mini X. I mean, what was it? A big skid loader and a trailer back in 2012. Then we just bought last year. We bought a Mini X from Bobcat of the Rockies again, and it all went through that G Capital stuff or whatever.
Okay.
So.
So how many pieces of equipment did you finance through them in total?
Well, three, I guess. Yeah.
Three?
So.
Okay.
And a trailer. So everything's paid for except for the one we just have on right now, which is we bought that last April or May of 2015. Yes, which is, a year and a half old that one is. And that's the only actual bill that
Yeah.
the company, like payment that we have. Everything else, we try to just get one big thing at a time and pay it off, and then something else. And we don't
Oh,
have too many much debt out that way. So.
okay. Sorry, I think I might have missed it. What did you say you're still financing right now out of the three piece?
We have a Mini X, which is like
Mini X.
it's a Mini excavator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
And
and
how
the
much
balance on that
is
is about 20,000-ish.
20,000-ish? Okay. And
Yeah.
how much do you guys pay per month?
It is $762.59, I think.
Okay, 762. Okay, not too bad.
I'm. Yeah.
Okay. And is that still, I know GE doesn't do capital or financing anymore. Did it convert to someone else?
I think that one's through Wells Fargo now that I think about it. Your
Yeah.
stuff was through GE Capital, but that one's through Wells Fargo.
Yeah, after GE stopped doing financing, I think most of the loans got bought out by Wells Fargo. Okay, cool. Okay, and have you looked into financing with them?
No, I never even looked into financial with anybody until he called, and the only reason that I called him back is usually we get people to call every day about that kind of stuff, and I don't usually answer, even give them the time of day. But he said, because he mentioned he knew that we financed before the GE Capital or whatever, I said, oh, they must know that. So that sounded more promising to me than just calling the bank or our credit union or whatever, because then
Yeah.
he's aware.
And plus, with Wells Fargo, they might not even finance tough sheds, just because it's hard as a, it's kind of a different type of a collateral. But we can do that here.
So
Shouldn't be a
that's the
problem.
honestly, that's the only reason that I called him back, because he said that on the voice. And I thought, well, I will pursue that, because I know we've been talking about, the building thing, and if it's ever going to happen, and we were talking about this. So I thought that might be a good way, rather than us putting a big giant chunk of money, and we'll just finance it at a decent rate, and that would be better for us. So
Yeah, that's
that's
great.
why.
Sounds good. And then also, let's see here. And then also, let's talk a little bit about the working capital side. So it looks like you guys are looking for about 15 to 20 thousand for improvement of your construction shed or construction yard. Okay. And does that go basically like after the tough sheds get installed, or is at the same time?
What we'd like to do is do, like I said, some concrete pads in and around our, these tough sheds for, like rolling things in and out of the front doors and things like that. And then a couple pads for them to put things outside on, for a new sidewalk, put a new fence up. We need to upgrade some of our lighting, and we want to get a security system there so we can kind of monitor things at home so everything's safe. So that's kind of what we want to do with the rest of the money.
I see, okay. And have you done a working have you had experience working doing a working capital loan?
We have never, because we've never needed to do that for any reason. We pay for everything we have. We don't loan. We don't take out loans to pay our bills or paychecks or anything like that. So this
Okay,
will be a
that's good.
first.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's better to just, use some other people's money instead of using all your cash flow just in case something comes up. Especially since it looks like the whole project combined will be like about $40,000, which is almost all of the cash on your in your account.
It's almost, I'll just say that again.
Oh, I said if you were to use your own cash, it would have been like almost all the cash out of your account. So that's why a lot of our customers do both loans with us.
I
Yeah.
get tricked
Okay.
pretty much,
Okay, perfect. And then so how did it kind of go over how the program is structured for working capital?
No, we just talked about a little bit about the equipment financing part and what the rate on that was, but no, we didn't really talk about that part of it at all. Not
Okay,
other
sounds
than
good.
how I could do it.
Okay, cool. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to move forward with the equipment financing side first. And then once we get that settled, then we can go do the working capital side. But I just want to go over kind of how the structure of the program works, so that way there's no surprises and make sure that something in it's in line with what you're looking to do. So how working capital works is we can free about 10 to 15% of your gross sales. It looks like your gross sales is going to be in line with what you're looking for. You did 647,000. You're looking for 20. It shouldn't be a problem. If you need more, later on you can get more too. And how it works is basically we'll deposit the money directly into your business checking account, and then from there you can use it for whatever you need. We don't follow the money. We don't need you to report to us what you use the money for. We trust you with it. And then from there we have three different payment plan in place. We have daily payment, weekly payment, and monthly payments.
Obviously, I would never want anything else but that.
So for equipment, it's going to your it's for sure monthly payments. For working capital, since it's a different type of loan, for first-time borrowers, usually it's going to be a daily or weekly payment. And we can go into a little bit more details later on once we, process the loan and all that sort of thing. But for
I would never do it daily. I mean, can you set that up on automatic payments to drive? I don't want to do it at the end of the plane.
Okay.
I can't even do that.
Sure. I'll put in the notes that you prefer like a weekly or
Do
something
hard
that's different from
payment
a
first.
daily. But it really just depends on what you qualify for. And I know it sounds kind of scary, that it's like a daily loan and it's like drawing money out of your account. But basically, how it works is instead of having you to pay a big chunk of money at the end of the month or the first of the month. You just kind of give us little breadcrumbs here and there, so there's not that much strain on your cash flow either. And we don't give you anything that's more than about 10% of your daily anyways. So, but we can go into details on what you...
I've never heard of that in my whole life, but...
It's actually a really popular program right now with a lot of construction companies and every industry.
Yeah, I guess because we've never taken the loan out to, because we never needed the money for stuff like that.
But like a lot of businesses, small businesses, love working capital. Yeah, but we can go into details of that once we get the approval and all that.
Yeah, and the biggest part, he pretty much told me what the payment would be on his sessions we want to buy. And so what kind of interest rate would be on this other stuff? Because if it's something too high, we just won't do that.
Of course. So what I'm doing right now is once I get all the information I need, I can move the file forward. And then in about a day, tomorrow's a holiday. It might be a little bit slower tomorrow. So I'm going to be honest, it'll probably be Monday. Either myself or another underwriter will reach out to you and go over the terms and things like that with you. Okay. Because I don't know what the terms and interest rate, things like that right now, because I haven't processed the file. We haven't gone through the credit department yet. I just wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page and, you know, that sort of thing.
Can you do me a favor? You either call him back or someone else. And because I really would like to, I don't want to go through the end of this process before I even know that. Because I already know what the equipment part is, and I'm good with all that. But I didn't realize it was this different. For this capital loan thing you're talking about,
sure.
I need someone to tell some real actual numbers and payments based on the amount of money that we're thinking about.
Yeah.
Before we even do anything.
Oh no, we're not. Yeah, we're not going to once we process it. It's not like you're going to take it for sure. Right now, we're just getting you the approval. If you get approved, we're not. You're not signing for anything yet. We're just processing it, and then we have to look at all the detail, the business details, the tax returns, bank statement, things like that, in order to come up with the offer. Once we get the offer, we present it to you. If you like it, you take it. If you don't, that's fine. That sort of thing. And then just one last thing I wanted to go over is I saw that you had a discharged bankruptcy on Frederick's credit report. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we built a house in 2003, and our builder was honestly a shyster, and our house had a ton of construction problems that he could not fix.
Oh, wow.
And it was a $600,000 house. We thought that was our dream house for the rest of our life, and it was nothing but a nightmare from the day one. So we had leaks, floods, ripped up floor. It was a nightmare.
Jeez.
And after dealing with that, we had raw sewage leaking in the neighbor's yard. It was not fun. Everything that could go wrong.
Wow.
So anyway,
and this was your whole own personal house.
Yes, it was. And after we got into it, for 6 months, and he was doing nothing, we finally had to get a lawyer. And then we paid them a retainer. That was almost as much of a fiasco as the build was, because they didn't do anything. They just kept taking our money and sending us bills for research they did and all this kind of crap. And after almost a year of that, we finally got a court date. And then they sent us a letter that said, oh, and by the way, we have to have $40,000 for all these witnesses and blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
wow.
We just spent $30,000 fixing the stuff on the house that couldn't wait, like the raw sewage, the leaking plumbing, and all that crap. We don't have $40,000 to do that. So there is no way we can do that. We fixed everything that we could that was imperative. Mm-hmm. And at that point, the economy had taken a big shit, and we were upside down, and the house worse with all these other issues.
Mm-hmm.
With the short sellers that we looked at trying to sell it, that never we tried everything, believe me. That was the very, very, very beginning of all the short sale stuff. I looked at all that. It was so new and scary to me that it sounded like it wasn't real. So we talked to our CPA after exhausting everything else. Literally, I tried for 6 months to think of anything else to do but that, but there was just no other option. So after talking to our CPA, he said, honestly, this and a bankruptcy attorney, he said, this is the very best thing under your circumstances to do. We had no other options, none.
Yeah, I know. During that time, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, with the big down payment put in the house, plus all the work we put into it, plus all the things we had to fix, there was no more money for any. I mean, there was just nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's what happened. It wasn't something I'd never in my life thought we'd ever have to do ever, but we did, And then right after that, we found out about our saving partner. So it was just boom, boom, boom.
Jeez. Well, seems like has the last few years been better for you then?
But ever since we moved to our new house, we have to live in now, and
that's
got
good.
Rid of him, it's been amazing. So that's
good.
Our credit score is back up to, you know, the good scores again, and
yeah.
We had to endure that rough period, as many other people did for so many other reasons. And we also, in the mix of that, had one of those predatory loans, so we had that too.
Oh, really?
So, yep, we sure did, with this guy that, you know, when we saw, like, a couple of years into this, as we kept spending money trying to fix the house up, I kept thinking, you know, we need another, you know, $10,000 to do this. It was just never ended. And this, we talked to this one place up in Denver, and they said, oh, yeah, we can refinance your loan and take your first and second and put it in there, and you'll just have one payment. It'll be great, and it'll be that, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
As we're going through the loan process, and they're sending me all these papers, I kept seeing all these figures on there. I'm like, at the time, I had my own gift basket business too, and my husband, and we had our business. And I'm seeing all these inflated incomes. I'm like, we don't make that much money. So how can you put that on the paperwork? I question that specifically. It's like, oh, we just look up an average for people in your industry, and that's what goes on the, you know, that's
stupid.
Well, that's how. So that is part of our problem too. They put a loan package together for us, and I didn't know. I mean, I'm not a loan officer. I'm just.
So did you like end up taking it?
Oh yeah, yeah. And then it was one of those things that kept going up and up. And it, at the end, we kept getting these letters that said, "Oh yeah, you're at the." I'll never forget it. Probably a month before I moved out of the house.
Yeah.
Like, oh, when this loan package expires, your payment's going to be like $5,800 a month, and I'm like,
what?
I couldn't afford that. It was crazy.
Wait, how big was the loan to begin with?
But the house, our house was at 500 and, oh gosh, what was it? 500 and.
Oh, so it was basically like a loan on the house, like a mortgage almost,
but
it's different.
Our original loan we had with Wells Fargo, they paid that off. So we had a.
Oh, I see. They did like a refi.
Yeah, it was just a mess. I mean, honestly,
geez.
At that time, you know, when you kind of are in desperate things, when things, so many things are going wrong, you just think that this is going to help you, and you don't really understand it all, but you go, it sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
You almost need it to be true. That's kind of what happened. And
wow.
I questioned many things on it, but they assured me, oh, no, they're all like this, and this is how it's gone. Well, I didn't know the difference. I mean, well, and like I said, myself, like many other thousands of Americans, got predatory loans. That was part of our problem, too.
That's crazy. Well, I'm glad you guys got out under from all those bad situations.
Us too. So
yeah,
I said, we, you know, and our business never took a hit ever. I mean, our business continued right on, just like nothing ever happened. But it was on a personal basis that it kind of sucked.
Mm-hmm.
We still had to, you know, go to work every day and, you know, keep everything afloat while dealing with all this crumbling stuff around us. So, but it's okay. It made us stronger, I think. So.
Yeah, that's good. And then just one last question. Do you remember what your 2014 gross annual sales were? I know last year you did like the 606. What was it again? Click into it.
Oh,
you did 647. What did you do? Do you remember what you did in 2014?
2014. Do you remember, Fred? It was probably in the high fives. I say high five, yeah. Probably
okay.
53.
I'll just put like 575 or something.
Yeah. So we've had positive growth every year. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see that. Perfect. Well, it looks like I have everything I need to move the file along. So you should probably have some preliminary numbers, I'm hoping, by tomorrow. If not, since it's the holiday, it might be a little bit slower. It'll be sometime Monday. And if you have any questions in between now and then, feel free to call Kyle, and he'll answer anything for you, okay?
Will he be in the office tomorrow, or is he? No.
Yeah, he will be in the office. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So would he be the one that I can talk to about this? Equipment finance.
You mean the working capital?
Yeah. Will you tell me? So I just want to be prepared.
Sure.
For
so yeah. So what we do is, I'm going to move forward with the equipment side first, and then once we finalize all that, then we'll do the working capital. So you don't have to worry about it right now. We're not doing anything about it right now at the moment.
Oh, I know. I just want information. I just want to say, okay, I have $20,000. this is the interest rate and this is payment. That's what I want to have in my head.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Kyle would not have the answers to that. So the underwriting department, so me and my team will have the answers for that. We'll move forward with the working capital or the equipment financing side first. Once we settle that, then we can, I'll run the numbers for the working capital side. So you don't have to worry about it right now. I know the daily thing is kind of scary for you right now. So you don't have to worry about it right now. We'll just do the equipment side first.
Okay. Well, I mean, so all these payments, I mean, you would automatically take it out of our account, right?
Yeah. So we make it easy. Okay. So it'll just be automatic ACH.
Oh, good. Okay. Because that's how almost every bill we have right now is paid. Mm-hmm. Because I sitting down to get an invoice and a statement and a stamp, it seems like.
No. Yeah. It's way too much work. And that just means that we have to open all the letters too. So.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Well, just let me know as soon as you find out anything or if you have more questions.
Yep. Will do. Will do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, bye. You too. Bye-bye.